BBC Radio Northampton.
Last weekend we had a listener on the phone called Amelia, who had just been out with her family playing a game called geocaching, and none of us who work here on the show knew anything about it, so I thought, OK, let's invite one of the county's best-known geocachers onto the programme to tell us more. His name is Colin Wells. He's come back from Spain. He's working later, but you've managed to find some time to drop into us.
Yeah, I have, James. Yeah, and I'd just like to say thanks very much for the welcome. It was great to drive through Northampton and everyone lying in the streets waving at me as I made my way to Radio Northampton.
We aim to please, Colin. What can I say? So, geocaching, I hear it's a big game of hide-and-seek using GPS.
Yeah, pretty much, whereas rather than hide-and-seeking of people, it's items, you know. It's described as utilising billions of pounds worth of satellites and technology to find Tupperware hidden in a ditch, which pretty much sums the game up. The idea is that somebody will hide a package, a waterproof container with a logbook and other items in it, publish the coordinates online, and somebody else will download those coordinates and go and try and find it.
OK, now let's start, because GPS really was designed in the army, wasn't it? It was then released and people started using it for sat-navs. We have it on our phones. Yeah. And presumably there's now somebody, a company, who've set this up as a game for people to play. Or can you use your phone?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, in 2000, the selective use switch was switched off so that the military satellites, 24 GPS satellites, were enabled to anybody to have the full accuracy, which can pinpoint you down to a few feet now.
It's quite scary, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
When you go on like Google Maps and things.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible the level of detail you can get to. And with the Google Maps gives you the satellite view as well. You don't even need to be able to read a map anymore. You can see geographical features and home in on those.
Because actually, I mean, I won't go off on a tangent, but you see those cars that drive around taking pictures of things. And yep, people have got into trouble over those things. They're like, hang on a minute, my wife's car is on another bloke's drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you've got to be careful.
BBC Radio Northampton.